Okay.
Anywho.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to the We Got to Feed Y'all podcast. We're two sisters, Amanda and Tao, on our food journeys through parenting and the constant struggle that we got to feed y'all. There's a light. It's a light take on food and cooking as stay-at-home moms who juggle multiple roles in and out of their household. Y'all were rusty, just whatever.
And I was like, we're going to get through the intro and not laugh or say anything. I was going to stare at the cup and didn't happen.
Hey, y'all. Welcome to another episode of the We Got to Feed Y'all podcast. We back. Y'all know.
It takes us a bit to get back to the spot where we're like, yeah, let's do a podcast, because we talk about it for like a week. We're like, yeah, we need to do the podcast. A week later,
guys,
we actually did it.
Or we're doing it right now. We're back. I mean, it's not like I didn't have a mental breakdown earlier this morning, but we here. check out my Instagram; you'll probably see it there. So yeah, this episode, we're kind of winging it because none of our kids are taking naps. It's the weather's crappy. I haven't taken a shower today. Ooh. I'm struggling, y'all. But all right, I'm good. So I guess a life update. Tao and I individually are now in therapy.
Yes.
If that clues you into where we're at.
Yeah. Your girls needed some therapy. I mean, I think everybody does. But yeah, we took the leap and
we're trying to
start
it. We're starting. It was individual decisions, but I think it kind of like ripple effect. Like, you started, and I was like, oh shit, I probably should too.
Yeah,
Because Tao was basically my, I mean, if you guys couldn't tell, we're like best of friends. We would probably die without one another. But I was like, I don't think it's healthy and fair that my little sister is my therapist. So we needed to work on things individually and things that we both have been through that we need to just, you know. Trauma. So yeah, we're taking our mental health seriously. So that, I feel, has contributed to kind of a lack of consistency on this end. But guess what? we're here and you're getting it.
Yeah. Oh, and it's just been crazy past couple of weeks because Evelyn started back at school in person.
Oh my God.
Don't come for me. Like, y'all don't understand. And I don't really care if you do or don't. Like, it's our decision. And yes, me and Evelyn collectively came to this decision. And we felt it was best she was going to school.
I saw something on scarymommy.com, their little Facebook group. And they're like, your response should be, regardless of what someone's decision is about, like, schooling, in-person, virtual, mm-hmm. a mixture of both, you should be like, good for her. That's all you have to say.
Yeah.
Don't say that.
I hate, like, there are so many people on Facebook that I'm friends with on Facebook that were like saying stuff. I was just like, oh my God. Like, I'm not going to say anything because I know if I say my kids going back to school, like, because they were obviously on the other spectrum of that, I was like, there's mm-hmm. no point in having a dialogue because I'm doing what I'm doing. You don't need to know my reasons why.
Are you going to do what needs to be done day to day? Are you going to take this kid to school? Are you going to do their homework with them? Are you going to sit here with the virtual learner? If you're not answering yes to any of those with it having to deal with my kids, don't come for me.
Yeah.
I had a lot of people had a lot of things to say about the girls being doing online learning. I don't know if I even told you this. The Instacart lady who dropped off my order yesterday. She was like, number one, she must have been lonely because she was like talking my head off. But she had, I don't know how it got brought up, but she was like putting all the stuff in our like entryway. Mm-hmm. And I had just said, like, yeah, I haven't been to the grocery store in like 2 months. And I was like, yeah, because the kids have like online school. I just don't have the time. And she's mm-hmm. like, oh, they're still in school? And I was like,
yeah.
And she was like, oh, you poor things. And I was like, first of all, I wanted to get mad, but I do understand, like, that it's summertime, I guess. But like, yeah, we're not following like the same school schedule as like, I guess, America. But then also it's like their school's year round and we're taking full advantage of it. And also it's like for barely 2 hours.
I know. A day. That's nothing.
And some days it's only 30 minutes long. It's like we need something. I can't be the one making the fun 24/7, 365. Like, I'm gonna take the little 2 hours, even though it'd be stressful sometimes, but I take that little 2 hours and I can feel good that they did something and it gives them something to focus on. It's whatever. I'm not gonna say it's my
rap. Like, I don't know what I was singing. I was thinking Gwen Stefani, that song.
It's my life.
Yeah.
Don't you forget.
That's what I was thinking.
Too bad she's problematic.
And I listen to her CDs like, oh. But anyway, yeah, Evelyn's back in school. She's been back. It's been a week. Officially, they started on like a Wednesday last week. So I am doing that. I wake up at 6. I work out. I take her to school.
Oof.
I get back. Early's got speech 2 days a week. And then I got a grocery shop. Evelyn's got therapy. I have therapy. She has allergy shots, which is once a month. And then piano lessons. And then between other appointments, like now we got to figure out the orthodontist. And then we had a dentist appointment the first week. We're always busy during the week. So
you seriously are. I don't even know how we even talk as much as we do during the work, because you'd be like, I got to do this. I got to do this.
I know. But yeah, so that's how it's been with school starting. But it's been smooth sailing. She's enjoying being back at school.
That's great.
She wears a mask. And she says her teachers, unless they're in the hall, they wear a mask. If they're in the classroom, they don't wear a mask, which I don't
understand. Teachers too?
Sorry. Yes, it's not. And that's the thing that was so tricky and controversial down here in our county, was that it's not mandatory for anybody to wear a mask.
And Georgia's been kind of getting it for a hot minute, because wasn't it the school in Georgia that had that viral picture with like the kids were going back to school and it was like crowded as all get out, and like
that's literally
how
it is. It's not, I don't think it's crowded in the hall. They have like the arrows and the halls are pretty wide. That hallway I think had lockers in it, so
it was encroaching
on the space. But I know here, I mean, I haven't been at her school during schooling obviously, but she's like, she wears a mask. Not a lot of people do. And they do, I think, stagger out like classes switching and stuff. So it's like, it's not perfect.
But it's better than if it was just them going back to school like it was before.
So yeah, like they didn't do anything. So yeah. So that's
all I'm going to say is Evelyn better not to ever take that mask off in that environment. That's all.
No, and she does. And they say if you bring in a mask, you have to wear it. Like, it's no, like, you take it off halfway during the day, because your teachers should or will say something. But yeah, I was like washing, sanitize when you go into your new classes every time you switch periods, and they eat in their classroom for lunch. That's about it. I mean, what'd you want me to do?
It is what it is. I'm on the complete opposite spectrum. We don't fight about this. We respect each other's decisions and choices and whatnot. And we've talked about it and have questioned things the entire time. But I'm on the complete opposite spectrum. The girls are still doing distant learning. I've noticed that there has been an influx of kids in the classroom, but also I don't know why I didn't take it into consideration, but there's actually been a bunch of families that just like completely dropped out of our school.
I know we got an email randomly. It was like, if you withdraw your kid from traditional or virtual, if you when you re-register, they will be back in that virtual or in person, because I think people were trying to be like, oh well, I don't want to do virtual anymore. Like, we'll just put them in traditional. No, that's really surprising. They have to like clarify that, because sure, obviously people were trying to switch it up and it's like, no, you got that Chromebook.
But it's also such a hard decision too. And we have to remember that like everybody's
situation
is different. Like maybe like they could, and then all of a sudden they couldn't because of work or X, Y, and Z. I mean, we're very fortunate. The girls' school is very flexible. And they've made accommodations. It's just, and plus, okay, I don't know. There was like an article that was floating around a few days ago that there's, out of all of the 50 states in America, only 6 of them are, I guess, quote unquote, safe enough to start reopening.
Yeah, Fazzy.
And New Jersey and New York City are one of them. And, you know, we live in New Jersey and I'm still like, I don't know.
Yeah. And
I just, I don't know. I know a lot of mine is my anxiety. And, but then it also comes with like a lot of like mom guilt and being like, oh my God, I'm like sheltering my kids and I'm not allowing them to do anything. And if I feel like not taking them outside one day, I'm just like, oh, their lives are ruined. So it's not an easy decision, but it's just the one that we feel most comfortable with. And I mean, hopefully it's just temporary. Hopefully this will be a blip, a 6-month blip in their life that they were just like, yeah. Oh my God, like that was so great that I stayed home and we got to do all this stuff with mama and watch a butt ton of TV. But
because they're not going to get this back.
They're not going to get this back
to normal. It's, yeah.
But summertime we'll see.
Is your free time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we'll see, but that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's rough. It's rough. It's even being this virtual online thing is not easy. The teacher emailed me or messaged me today because I guess she caught a hint of frustration in my voice today. And yeah, so that was a thing. I'm not gonna go into detail about it. I put it on my Instagram stories. It's probably gonna be gone by the time that y'all can see it. we had a moment today, but it's draining. It's draining, but it's what, well, I guess as a parent is what you got to do. You got to do one way or the other, and then you still got all the other shit you got to do on a day to day basis. So,
yep,
make it work.
No,
but anyways, that's our 15-minute update.
Yeah, we'll give you like a 40-minute update.
10 minutes of episode. But this episode, we're going to just loosely talk about how clean is your kitchen, because baby, I've been cleaning very loosely around here too, so.
I know, it's not strict at all, but it is what it is. That's just the philosophy that's going on. Like, what can you do?
But so, do you like cleaning? Be honest. Do you like cleaning? Not just like kitchen, just in general. Do you like cleaning?
Yes, it is very satisfying because you start at in one area, like, or you start like, oh, it's looking like straight up shit. And then you like clean up. And it's like, wow, I did that. So yeah, I don't mind cleaning.
It does release some endorphins. It's a very satisfying feeling.
And it's not like it. I mean, I don't know if it can be a chore when you're a stay-at-home mom, because that's part of your job is to clean. But then that's a fine line, because then it's like, am I cleaning for people or just for,
it,
you know,
shouldn't be
just the well-being of your house.
It shouldn't just be your job. It shouldn't be that everyone come home and they just like leave stuff everywhere.
And that's my biggest gripe. Like,
it's like, I know, okay, in our philosophy, I don't know if this is right or if this is feminist, anti-feminist, I don't know. But our setup is, I do the bulk of the cleaning in the house because that husband's not here enough. But I don't do everything. And if I tap out, I tap out. And y'all gonna have to figure it out. And I'm also, you know, my kids are still little, but like, I'm not cleaning up after all of y'all. Y'all can clean up. My kids know that everything has a place. So they have been learning how to clean up for the longest. And now that we've been home, I call it life skills. But they've been helping me wash dishes. They've been helping me fold laundry. They have their own little cleaning set that they try to joke about when I got it for them for Christmas a few years ago. But baby, when they see me sweeping and vacuuming, they be sweeping and vacuuming along right next to me.
He will help. He just helped me the other day because I fold stuff on the couch while I'm sitting there on my phone. He like brought in, because I was going to take a shower, he brought my towels and put it in my basket that was in the room, and my washcloth and my stack of clothes I folded. And he's like, I know he sees that it's like normal that we clean, and he cleans up after himself sometimes, even though I found a stash of yogurt and fruit snack wrappers under the couch that we're still trying to correct from him not to do that. But yeah, it's just cleaning is for everybody. The most I want you to do is clean up after yourself, because clean I don't want to have to yourself. Walk over something that was yours and have to say something about it. Just don't make me say something about it.
Let a moment of transparency here. My husband is terrible about that.
Mine so many stories. Oh my God.
I'm not going to come on here and drag him because he gets dragged on the daily for it. Even the girls drag him about it, but he leaves shit all of the time and just be walking past it. And
I can't. I'm like, it makes me
is
sick.
Is that like, is that misogyny? What is like, you should.
And that's what I always like go head to head with Phil about. He's very like, oh, I didn't mean, I forget, which I believe he does forget. But yeah, my biggest thing is
with like his tail between his legs. And he's like, sorry. And I'm like,
no. It's like, Phil, we get new orange juice, or he's taking the seal, the security seal, whatever, off of like new things, like especially juice, because it's cocktail hour all the time. And like his coffee, he takes the seal off, puts it on the counter where he's making his drink or whatever, and leaves it.
I could never.
It ticks me off. It grinds my gears, because I'm like, Phil, you're right next to the trash can, throw it away. He did it yesterday, and I was like, excuse me, sir. And he like got up and he was like, sorry, I forgot. I was like, don't forget though, because you know, I light my fire and I'm getting mad, because it's like
Daisuke is basically mentally like Sonic the Hedgehog. He's just like, gotta go fast. He's just like always moving and doing stuff, and I think it's just it just skips his mind. It just like, yeah, he's just on to the next thing so quickly that he doesn't even think to pause and like do something. But I feel like it's a Japanese thing. I don't want to stereotype, but there's this Instagram that I follow, and I was just like obsessed with it for a long time, and it's called Gomi Sutero. Mm-hmm. And it's just this Japanese wife taking pictures of all the shit her husband leaves around. And it's just like, why?
No, I would.
Why? And but he is like ridiculous. It's just like hairbrush, like balancing on top of like the toilet paper. It's just like ridiculous stuff. But it's just like so solidifying to see that it's not just me. But I mean, when I do my like tap out, you got it. He'd be down here vacuuming and doing all kinds of stuff. But I mean, I guess to answer the question for myself, I enjoy cleaning. But I do know it's a result of trauma, because yeah, I clean when I'm happy. I clean when I'm pissed. I'm clean when I ain't got anything else to do. But it does. It just, I don't know. I feel like it's also like a distractive, like.
And you're accomplishing something.
I'm accomplishing something, but also I'm also like mentally escaping from just everything that's happening. I can focus on it. Yeah.
But I'm still talking trash in my head, which is. It's better than me fighting. It's better than me throwing hands.
I could be throwing hands instead, but you know, I'm throwing hands on these dishes that I keep dropping in my sink and breaking.
I know, it's splashing water in your face, and I was like, ooh, I looked up.
That's me. Because I was while we just had an argument.
Wait,
with
when
Phil.
You were mad?
Yes, I was washing dishes. We just had an argument, and I was washing dishes. It wasn't even that much stuff.
And I splashed water in my face.
And they're like, that's what you get for washing so aggressively.
But yeah, no, I clean when I'm upset, just so I can remove myself from the situation. Not really. I mean, I could take a drive, but I was like, I can't see at night. I did it. So,
astigmatism.
Yeah. Wash dishes. I'll clean up, pick up. It gets done. And then I'm like, I was fine. I sat down after, wrote in my journal that I got from my therapist, and it was fine. But yeah, cleaning is trauma too.
Well, yeah, because it was used as punishment growing up. Sorry, mommy, I'm calling you out, but it was used as punishment. And I'm trying not to do that with my kids, but it's
yes,
very
trying
hard
to get out
just
of
be
that.
Like, clean up, like. But
I know, and I just cleaned Evelyn's room this morning because she was getting ready for school, and there was just like three socks. I'm not even gonna say four. It wasn't even three socks around her hamper, and I'm like, why couldn't they get at the hamper? Like that, it ticked me off.
Triggered.
I was like, Evelyn. And she had because we bought Go-Gurt, but it's a Sour Patch. They like disgusting stuff.
Ew, Sour Patch.
Sour Go-Gurt. Patch.
First of all, I feel like Go-Gurt is already like nuclear waste, but that's just too all much.
Early will eat. That's because he's finally. I mean, I haven't breastfed him, so it's early this year. So he's completely off, and he likes yogurt. So that's all he.
Yogurt's not fine. All he eats. I think it's fine.
But it's the Danimals. Danimals that bad? Chobani. I don't know. I haven't tried it because I don't like.
I mean,
like
we're
that.
Bougie. My kids eat Stony Fields or whatever that overpriced.
No,
kids
we're
yogurt.
Like yogurt. Let's get some Danimals.
Or and they really do love the Chobani Greek yogurt.
Wow.
Granola.
No, but she had the Go-Gurt wrappers, like three of them. On the floor and on her desk. I was like, what is happening? Like, what? She's really bad with.
She's also keeping a preteen.
And she's a preteen.
They're
so
gross right now.
Yeah. So I just try to deep clean her room, like maybe like every other week because it gets really bad.
I realize that I can't watch my kids when they clean up. I'm going to have an aneurysm if I'm sitting there because for some reason they clean. So incredibly slow. They put stuff in and everywhere, or they just be stepping on stuff, walking past stuff. And
I know,
like,
I would pick that up because I clean very scattered, but it all gets done. I'm like going through the house. I might pick that up because I'm going to the bathroom. Pick that up because I'm walking by the laundry room. Like, it makes sense to me.
It makes no sense to me because I start and stop things. I'll be cleaning something and literally stop cleaning it to go clean something else. But that's ADHD love. That's what that is. But the thing that has been a saving grace for me is when you told me to get that timer that's like appropriate for like kids because it has like the countdown. It's like a regular twist timer.
Like a color block.
And it has like a color block for like 20 minutes and then they can swatch the color turn white. I don't know how to describe it, but I've been doing that and I use it for everything right now. Like, okay, you guys got 30 minutes on your iPad or an hour on your iPad, or you got 15 minutes to clean up. And I just put that in there and I leave. Mm-hmm. That's been helping, even though they literally never make it. No matter how much time I give them, I think they see the clock and they're like, good. And then they never look at it again. And then it's like, beep. And then they're just like,
yeah,
but I mean, at least it's like they're kind of focused on something. But they're also five and a half and four. Like, who cares? But yeah. So I shared on our notes to Tao these like little articles or Pinterest like cleaning checklists. Mm-hmm. And let's look at how often. Well, we're talking specifically about cleaning your kitchen. So how often you're supposed to be deep cleaning your kitchen? What's the one with the quote that you liked?
Oh, it's from lulugirls.com. But it's the quote is, keep your house clean enough to be healthy, but dirty enough to be happy. Which is like, what is it ever like filthy, like hoarder status?
I was just about to say, I was like, dirty enough to be happy. I understand what it means, but that part kind of triggers me because I was like, if I see dirt, I'm not having it. I'm feeling their type of way.
If there's a spill, I'm cleaning it up. We're not like that. Like, but if a little, I think
there's certain things I'll just let it go.
Like, yeah, just disorganized. Like, oh, I'm just gonna leave that the things on the coffee table because like the kids' toys. I don't care. Well, in the den, where I don't have a coffee table in my living room.
I can't. That's one of the first things that I'm like, get it off of there. Go in your room.
And literally, that's why my mid-century fucking coffee table wood that we got needs to be re-sanded because it's got nail polish from Evelyn. It's scratched to hell because of early. There's marker on it, but it's in the den.
I mean, I think it's just because I think that's purposely why I gave the girls their own space. Like they have, we have one bedroom on the first floor. Well, that's not true. We have two. One's the office, which that's Daisuke's space. I go in there for business stuff I have need to do, but I am not in charge of how clean or dirty it is. That is his space, essentially. Then the girls have their playroom. I only just want them to clean it up so that they actually have space to play. They will have stuff everywhere, and then they're just like, I can't find anything, or like stepping on stuff and tripping over stuff. So I just have it so that it's kind of clean at the end of the day, but their table is trash in there. So I like there to be like spaces that can just be like whatever.
Yeah.
But the general living space, I am a clutter queen. I'm just slowly realizing that I'm more of a hoarder than I let on to be. But at least it's like kind of organized. I mean, it makes sense to me. It's organized. It's not invasive for anyone else because ain't nobody else using the space. But I let things kind of go, like in certain areas. Like I may not like clean a toilet as much as I should.
But that's as dirty
as it gets.
And I think like trauma cleaning, especially when my parents are coming over to my house, I clean. Wow. Like I'm like, Evelyn, clean your bathroom, because our mom is. I don't know what the word is, but I know when she comes over and they use Evelyn's bathroom, I hear her in there cleaning. Like she's like rinsing out her sink. Yeah, so I was like, Evelyn, get the hair off the floor. Like wipe down the counter. And I'm spraying my curtains and the furniture with like Febreze and just picking up stuff. But that's about it. Like I know when I had friends that actually came to my house, it was spotless. They're like, damn, like your house is nice. I was like, yeah, because I don't want you to walk into it with like mid chaos, because that's just not how I am.
And I saw a few years ago that there was like this movement, or just like people were saying that like you shouldn't clean like that just because you don't want people to come to your house and like assume that your life is all put together, because it's unhealthy to think that. Like, let people come to your house and see it for what it is.
No.
Like, the chaos and whatnot. I'm like,
I want to be presentable.
I do want our house to look lived in to an extent, but I think our standards are already just set too high anyways, because we had no choice.
But I'm not, like, judging if I go to someone else's house, because I know, this one person, I went to their house. It was, like, her husband's nice. Like, and I know she has two kids. It's contained. Like, she has the room. The kids' rooms was destroyed. But, like, you know, the living space. And my house is pretty much all living area, because it's all open.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I do that. And then another friend went to their house. Jesus Christ.
That's what I want to say.
But like, I'm not judging, because of that. You're chill like that. You're cool. We're totally different in that aspect, because when people are coming over, I at least try to clean up a little. So it's like fresh.
I don't know. I guess it's like, I understand that, because my house, most people who've seen like on Instagram, they're like, how's your house so clean? How do you have time for your house to be so clean? And I'm like, I just like never let it really get dirty.
Cause I don't want y'all to clock me.
Say something about my house. Like, no. I mean, I don't care really, but you're not going to catch me slipping.
I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like, and if you're really like, what's that on the floor? Like, it's not like shit stains on the floor or something bad, but like, I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm not trying to portray my life as perfect. I just like it being clean if I am going to like show off something. I don't know. It's
I know exactly what you mean. But I guess it's like, for me, it's like, that's just the standard. It's always going to look like that. The only time it's going to look like chaos is like literally for in the middle of like our day, or like if I have to fold a bunch of laundry, or dishes haven't been, or I'm in the middle of cooking and like everything is everywhere. I mean, it's those are the moments where you're going to catch it looking a kind of way, but it always gets cleaned up.
Yeah.
So if like, not that day, the next day. But it doesn't get cleaned up.
And I think with this one list is like the daily, which is like, yes, that, I mean, we do this every day, which is make bed. I don't make my bed.
I thought we were talking about kitchen, keeping the kitchen clean, but that's out the window.
Yeah. This
I just realized these lists. It's not my kitchen, it's so small, honestly. Mm-hmm. And that is the thing that I feel like I clean frequently because I use it so much. The house is where the real problem is. But yeah, the make the bed thing.
Yeah.
I never make my bed. We get up and
I think I make my bed. I make my bed like Thursday through Sunday. Like I'll fluff out the blanket.
I never. And people talk about how it makes you feel so good. I never make my bed. I can't tell. I don't think I've ever. Unless I was at home.
And I'm not making it because, A, we have two pillows on our bed. I don't have accent pillows. We got this wonky blanket.
It's just getting pulled all the up accent and that's pin it. Pillows ended up under the bed.
Yeah, no.
Also, Derek, pandemic, if I'm not down here, like, doing stuff with the kids, we're all in what we call the big bed, which is Daisuke and I's bed. We just, it's just like, there's no point in making it up because we're going to be back in it in a matter of hours.
Yeah.
Run dishwasher.
We don't have a dishwasher. What is a dishwasher?
I wish I had one because I am so tired of washing dishes, but we wash dishes every day, multiple times a day. So yes.
Yeah. At least 2 times a day we're washing dishes. Mm-hmm. Wipe kitchen counters. That's an all day thing.
I always
wiping off something.
After every meal. And yes. At the end of the day, I like to do a nice, even if we didn't use the surface, I just like wipe all the counters, all the surfaces down. And it's because I made this decent spray. I found, another reason why I love cleaning, or how I know I love cleaning, I'm on cleaning TikTok. that is my ASMR, is watching people clean. But it's like the cleaning solution is like a little bit of Dawn soap, a little bit of bleach, and vinegar, and then it's Dawn soap. Okay, no, it's Dawn soap, bleach, and then I made that lemon extract thing. I pour a little bit of that, like I saved all my lemon rinds, but I think it was soaking in vinegar. Am I poisoning her?
Yes. I know you're not.
But then you're not supposed to do that with the bleach and vinegar. Or is it like ammonia? Ooh, child.
No, it's bleach and vinegar because I did that and I was like, why is it turning black? It did something weird.
Okay. Look that up. Don't quote and clock us. But then I fill the rest up with water, shake it up, and it's a nice basic multi-purpose spray because most all-purpose or multi-purpose sprays that I've bought, I think I'm allergic to them. They make me sneeze like crazy. But yeah, I like to use that and then do a nice wipe down at the end of the day. If I haven't gone to bed because I couldn't take it no more. sweep kitchen floor.
I was doing that every day. Like, but now I do it every other day.
But you have like a robot vacuum.
Yeah, but I still gotta sweep under the cabinet. I don't sweep like the whole house. I sweep under my cabinets in the kitchen because that's where all the crumbs fall. So the vacuum can't get it. So I sweep that out. In any spots where it's like a little, like near the front and back door, we get a lot of dirt. So
we have like this Korean standing vac, like wannabe Dyson, but not a Dyson. Mm-hmm. It depends. I used to kind of run it. Cough one more time.
I'm sorry. I was like my.
I will run it like in the morning before, like after the girls eat breakfast, and then at night, like before I do the whole like
that thing clean is so loud.
I know. I'm sorry, but recently. I've just been using it when I see crumbs on the floor. AKA the girls have had like breakfast and lunch, and then I'm like, oh, they have dance class. They probably shouldn't be dancing on top of breadcrumbs. So, but yeah, I try to do it like at least once a day, at least. But I don't sweep.
Yeah,
I'm too lazy for sweeping. I will vacuum and that's it.
Oh, I used to sweep our other house because we didn't have a robot vacuum. I would sweep the whole house like every day. And I was pregnant.
And you was looking like Abby.
Yeah. anyway, we'll go on. Okay. One load of laundry.
That in theory sounds very good to do.
I do about 2. It depends.
A day? Wait, really a day? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, almost.
What does it feel like to be a god? Because I will do laundry maybe every 3-4 days, and then I'm like, dang it, I should probably do this once a day. And then I'm like,
but now I notice like I was doing a lot of laundry because he's potty training, but he's pretty much trained, but he's in this stage where he doesn't want to go to the bathroom because he's enjoying himself too much. So he's always putting his underwear in the hamper and he's burning through underwear. So I have to wash his stuff Probably about 2 to 3 times a week.
Maybe that's why I think the girls have an egregious amount of underwear. I don't want to wash. I think we all have like an egregious amount of underwear because that's like always the first thing that kind of goes. And I'm just like, I don't want to. But I probably should start doing that. I think that would make my life. That would be one change that would make my life a lot easier.
Yeah, because it just, it's spaced out between everyone's stuff because it, between our towels, Phil has his own work clothes to wash, my clothes, and then Early's clothes, sheets.
You do everyone's clothes separately?
Well, no. Well, yeah, I guess. No, Early stuff I'll throw in with mine because it's not that much. And if I want to like, ooh, I want to wear this again, I'll wash it. But yeah, everyone does their own or has separate laundry.
Oh. But, I guess because we have, all of our laundry is all together, but we have a basket upstairs because Daisuke usually takes a shower in the morning up there. But then we have a basket downstairs because our main laundry is, our main bathroom is down here and everybody uses that. And I just wash it all together. I mean, I obviously separate towels. I think that's one of the reasons why I don't do laundry every day is because I separate them by color more so than... Ooh. People, and it's never enough of one color every day. It's like it would feel like a waste. But then sometimes I'll wash them all together, and then it's just asking for trouble. Sometimes if you like towels with like delicates, wow, ruining everything.
No, there's at least separated. Like towels are their own thing. Kitchen towels are their own thing. My clothes. Maybe with Early's clothes, and then Evelyn's clothes is separate, and then Phil's work clothes is separate.
I can't keep up. That's a lot.
But I don't think, Evelyn needs to wash her stuff tonight, but hers is like, she needs to do it like Sunday, and then my stuff is just whenever the hell I feel like it. Yeah, I feel like I do like maybe like 1 to 2 loads a day.
Okay.
Depending on what's happening.
So the next one says, wipe bathroom surface.
No.
Every day.
Surfaces, I mean, like the counter.
I think and... like the counter, but I think I'm too much of a clutter bug. We barely have counter space. So it's like you don't really
see. I'm like the best. There's water getting splashed on it. It's clean. Like, it's fine. No, I need to actually like do that, but I need to have a spray just for the bathroom. I need to get more bottles. Doesn't need to work.
You don't? Amazon. Okay, one of the things when we moved here, because this is our first time living in a 2-story house and we have a bathroom downstairs and upstairs, I was like, I don't feel like lugging everything upstairs.
Yeah,
bathroom.
No.
So each bathroom has its own set of like cleaning stuff and like the little toilet bowl cleaners and all that stuff. But this is the thing. I think I liked getting the Clorox and like Lysol wipes because you're just like, bam, go wipe it and it's clean and sanitized. Mm-hmm. But now that they're like so hard to come by. Is this lazy? I don't want to dirty up a whole washcloth or like cleaning cloth. I'm just lazy. I could do that, but I don't want to.
What is that?
Huh? My kids screaming upstairs?
No, I heard like a beat. I don't know what that was.
No, it sounds fine. Hold on, let me
tell you. No, I think it was something in my house. Like, I heard a ghost.
Always, Tao always got a ghost or something.
I think that's what I want to do. Is like have.
Sorry, go ahead.
Cleaning products for each bathroom. No. But I mean, we use a lot of paper towels. I try not to. I want to like buy that like unpaper towel roll where it's just like the cloths.
I bought a few cloths, but I want to get the ones that like you can snap together. And the Instacart lady who tried to judge me about my kids being in school, she was like going off about how certain things are not available, and she's seen like a trend of like what's available in stores and what's not, and she's like, oh wow, paper towels. And I was like, yeah, I noticed that paper towels have card to come by, you know, via Instacart, and so I haven't even tried to order them. And I had told her, I was like, yeah, I've just bought like, or I want to buy like reusable paper towels. And you should have saw the look she gave me. She was just like, what is that? And I was like, you know, washable cloths.
Yeah, there was a local place, I think in St. Simon's or somewhere down there, Dot and Army, they have like really cute like patterns and stuff, like fabric, like napkins, cloth, paper towels. And I always want to like order stuff from them, but it's like I'm getting to that point where I'm like, okay, like I want to have my own set of cleaning cloths, because
I bought some for the kitchen that I want to specifically use for the kitchen and when I'm wiping down the counters and stuff, but I don't want to use those same ones for cleaning like the doo-doo bathroom. So I want to get something for that. But I did see on Etsy they had those paper towels, and I have one in my cart, and it's been in my cart for about 3 months, and I think it's like $30, and I think you get a good bit of them, and they have like cute patterns, but I just haven't gotten it yet, because I think I still have paper towels that I've been in my stock, and I'm just going through those now. But yeah, also, when are you supposed to clean your toilet out? Are you supposed to clean your toilet out like, I heard people say that they do it daily.
I feel like daily would be nice, but I think the most I would do is like spray it down with antibacterial and then maybe wipe it. But
I have that that Clorox like disposable thing that has like the cleaning gel in it. I think that's why I don't want to clean it every day, because I feel like it's clean.
Yeah, I'll spray, like, because I usually have a bleach spray in the bathroom. I'll spray the toilet because we have hard water and it's like annoying. So I'll spray it or just dump some bleach in the toilet and let it sit. And if it's blue, like if I put cleaner in it early, it's like, ew, if he has to go to the bathroom, he flushes it. So
you're like, no!
Yeah. But
okay. I'm going to try to do better about that. I think maybe if I leave a rag or something in there, and then on top of doing laundry daily, I won't have to worry about it being sitting there and being like, ew, wet and gross. So it just get
washed. Yeah, I just throw it in the, anything that it's like a major clean, like it goes in the laundry room in the basket of stuff that needs to be cleaned, which is usually like kitchen towels or.
Oh, and I think too, because, sorry, I cut you off. It's because our laundry baskets are not separated initially. I don't want to put something that has cleaning products in the basket with our clothes. So I think that's why I don't want to do that. And also our washer and dryer is in the creepy crawly basement, and I don't want to go down there half the time. So, but maybe I just need to, I don't know. I'll figure something out. Maybe there's somebody out there, please say a very easy way to deal with that, because I think I'm making it more complicated in my head than it actually is.
I know. I like your favorite cleaning products too, because I be making my own stuff.
I like that you make your own Dollar Tree. And I mean, as per cleaning TikTok, apparently Dawn soap is god tier. So and it makes you throw some like Dawn soap and something else and you good.
I know. I feel like it has to sit for a long time, because I tried to clean my shower with the Dawn trick and like baking soda.
Did you see that trick where you get that you know, those kitchen brushes that you can fill it with liquid? And she's like, keep it in your shower, and every time when you're done taking a shower, just use that like handle brush thing and clean the shower walls and everything. And you don't have, then you don't ever have to really clean it. But I did see one lady who did that, and her brush looked absolutely disgusting. And I don't want to be, I will. Like, I don't want to be in my shower with that thing in there.
No.
But I thought that was a good idea, but I don't know if I'll do it.
So weekly, there's mop, scrub bathroom, dust furniture, vacuum, toss expired food, wipe down kitchen appliances, clean microwave, sanitize sponge. Don't do the last one.
Start from the beginning. I actually knew, I was looking at the Pinterest little preview, and it you said two things, and I was like, wait, where's that?
Oh no. Yeah, mopping
mop
is as needed. Because my floors don't look, and I mean, it's not like we're tracking mud or spilling a ton of stuff. Like, I can see where it's dirty, and I usually spray and wipe with like a paper towel. But
spot cleaning it.
Yeah. I mop like probably every other week, I feel like.
I was
really
gonna say,
mop.
I like a hardcore mop, like pick everything up off of the floor, move like the chairs, bench, like things that just plants, all that stuff. I do that maybe like every other week because honestly, mopping, I feel like I run a marathon after that. I just feel so tired after it. I don't know. I don't like
because you usually have to sweep beforehand. So
yeah, you have to vacuum. You have to sweep. You have to get all the crumbs because who wants to be mopping with crumbs on the floor? Like ew. So yeah, I do that about every other week. Scrub bathroom. I do that on a. Yeah, I do that about weekly. I hate.
Yeah, it. I try to do it on Monday, but it's busy. So I think last week I cleaned on Friday. So I think tomorrow I might clean the bathroom.
Yeah, I usually need like that. Cleaning the bathroom is like a big event for me, and I usually like to clean the whole entire bathroom in one go. It just feels off to have like, oh, let me clean the sink, and then like you got a dirty toilet or whatever. So I feel like it's nice to have it all cleaned at one time. But I try to do it like one week. But if anyone knows anything about me, I absolutely hate cleaning the bathtub. Yeah, I don't know what it is. That is like the worst thing in the world. Dust furniture.
No.
Who's dusting?
I know.
I'm terrible at it. And I see underneath my TV looks like it looks like a desert. But I get to that if I'm like I cleaned everything else and I'm just like I'm in the mood to clean something, then I'll dust. And that's like once every
fans. Need to be dusted weekly.
Yeah, I don't have a ceiling fan. I don't have the ceiling fans.
I need to go because I just did mine not long ago, and it was horrible. It was the thickest dust ever.
It's like people don't clean out their dryer lint trap.
Yeah, it was really thick. But I know if you clean with vinegar, it's supposed to curb dust. But I don't think that's very true.
I need to use my mixture then because my TV is like drowning. Vacuum weekly. Okay, when I had a carpet when we were in that condo in California, I was all about that vacuuming weekly because that vacuum was heavy and we had carpet in all of the rooms. I hated that worse than anything else. But now that we have hardwood floor, I think that needs to be basically daily or a few times a week.
Yeah, I got a robot vacuum, so it turns on. I don't know why. I need a robot vacuum. I have always had one since we moved out. Because when we were moving here, I told Phil, I was like, I am not sweeping this goddamn floor every week because I just had I was pregnant at the other house and I swept and mopped all the time because it was hardwood. But we've had a robot vacuum ever since we moved here, and it's a lifesaver. I mean, the only maintenance, you got to clean it out, and if it gets stuck, untangle stuff. But it keeps our floors. I walk around barefoot. Fuck a shoe.
So I can't because I'm fat and my heels hurt, so I have to wear
them. I mean, I wear shoes in my house because it's just habit. But most of the time, if I'm like, oh, let me just go to the bathroom real quick, I won't wear shoes. So
okay. Toss expired food. Weekly. I mean, definitely before I go grocery shopping.
Yeah.
But I try to just use up as much as I can, but there's just some stuff that expires or has been in there for a minute. But I don't know about weekly, because there's some foods that can last longer than a week in the refrigerator.
I think it's a good schedule so you do clear out your fridge and just like stuff that's like dwindling. Yeah, because I've got a couple jars of pickles. I'm like, no one's gonna eat that, so I might just throw it out.
I think I posted something on the Facebook page, and it was about kitchen Jenga.
Yeah,
like, or the refrigerator.
That's how Jenga. You know you do need to clean it out.
Yeah, that's how you know you need to reorganize it in there at least. So that's a good thing. Wipe down kitchen appliances.
I do that daily.
I do that daily. Yeah, when I do my whole like wiping the counters down, I go ahead and just do a quick sweep of all the appliances. Clean microwave. I'll say weekly.
I don't actually need to.
My husband is crumb master, so anything that can produce a single crumb, it's going to be in the microwave.
Like, I only use the microwave, yes, for reheating food sometimes, but we always cover it and then making early, like, quick breakfast stuff. But we cover everything.
Yeah. I don't use my microwave as much. It is only to heat food or to defrost, like steamed vegetables that are even in the freezer because edamame, we bought like frozen whole bean edamame or whole unshelled edamame and that we just defrosted in the microwave. My kids are dropping something heavy upstairs. What are y'all doing?
Early is quiet. Yeah, my
ice cream, they're all right.
my microwave doesn't get used that much, but I think I, when I'm doing like a deep clean in my kitchen, like cleaning the sink out, mm-hmm. or doing the stove and stuff, it sometimes I'll add in doing the microwave, which is just like I put like a whole lemon, squeezed mm-hmm. lemon with a bunch, like probably like 3 cups of vinegar and wow. then a cup of water in a measuring cup. Mm-hmm. Or, well, the big one.
The big
Pyrex one. Oh, the yes. glass Pyrex. I put that in the microwave and microwave it, I think, for like 8 minutes and then let it steam in there and then just wipe it out. But the spinning plate doesn't get that dirty mm-hmm. if we're covering our stuff and not letting stuff overflow. But I'll just spray it out. Spray it and wipe
yeah,
it
with the dust. And we have a mini microwave. Mm-hmm. And so it's not as big. It's big enough to do that, but it's just like I can see everything in ours. So ours never gets like a whole bunch of splatter on it. So I don't even do that. I just spray it down with my all purpose thing. Yeah. And wipe it down every once in a while. Sanitized sponges. No. You mean throw them bitches out and use a new one?
I know. Because I've heard that you can't totally sanitize it. Not saying you shouldn't.
Yeah, because I know people boil it and yeah. stuff like that.
I don't have like, whose sponge lasts that long? I mean,
mine gets so ratty. Like because we wash dishes every mm-hmm. day. Mine gets so ratty that mine barely lasts a week.
I think I think mine maybe lasts like a week before I'm throwing it out. A week or in a couple of days. I just got a new sponge today, so.
I bought a big pack of sponges and yeah. then I bought this combo pack of like 4 bottles of Dawn soap and it came with 2 Dawn sponges and I was like, ooh. So I added that to the mixture and I was so excited to use that Dawn sponge because it was like angled so it can get into your glasses. That mm-hmm. sponge instantly tore up. I was like, wow.
Yeah, you gotta get that.
So I gotta get a new one. Okay, monthly it says clean baseboards, clean light fixtures, dust blinds, clean your appliances.
Baseboards fucking suck.
Like I clean them as needed. Like if they're looking dingy or there's buildup, like I'll spot clean.
Mm-hmm. But there was only once I think I went around my entire house with hot water and bleach and cleaned the baseboards, and I'll never do it again. Like I can't.
If I'm cleaning the bathroom, we have like here in New Jersey like these floor heaters. Which is basically your baseboard, but it's like mm-hmm. a little taller. When I tell you, whoever lived in this house before us, they dropped so much stuff in that. I find yep. like pencils and like hairpins and all kinds of stuff in them. Because it just runs like hot water and like creates steam mm-hmm. while it's hot. But the one in the bathroom, I'll wipe that one down when I'm cleaning the bathroom. The ones the rest of the house,
mm-mm.
I think I've wiped them down. In certain areas, once the entire
just
house,
the ones you can see,
the ones you can see, because half of them are hidden behind stuff. And I know the one behind the kitchen rack, baker's mm-hmm. rack, that one is probably just like caked with all who knows, God knows what.
God. Yeah, and I hate how baseboards are white, so you mm-hmm. see everything because mine got mm-hmm. scuff marks on it. Phil painted some of them like over again.
Now I'm looking at mine and I'm they're like dusty.
I've got yuck. There's a lot of stuff on one. Yeah, they get dusty.
I had one in the old condo because of where it was when we had a dishwasher. I don't know. I guess like putting stuff in there or just like splash stuff in there. And that one I remember really different color than the rest of them because it was so splashed up. Clean light fixtures, never. Actually, light a spider fixtures. Just. I guess if you have like those hanging ones, a spider just crawled down from one of mine today. So I was like. But I'm too short, flat. And I'm not climbing up. I'm not doing it.
Yeah, mine are, like, I'm not rounded. I
don't know. Dust blinds.
I've got the little bamboo wood blinds. Okay. You can dust that.
I have those paper accordion, like, IKEA mm-hmm. blinds. No. I should dust, like, the thing that anchors it to the wall, because that's, like, a thick plastic. And mm-hmm. that definitely has like dust on it, but I haven't done that. Quick story about the blind that's in my kitchen. One day I came downstairs and I went to open it and there was moving in there. It was a spider. I smashed it in there. his body is still in there. And when I open it, I see his body like jiggles and moves in there. He's just going to stay there until he does.
That's ours, but flies, because that's where they'll get trapped, because we'll try to kill them throughout the house and until they go in the windows. That's the only time we can get them. And there's fly carcasses.
It's horrible. I was like, I'm fine with one spider, but like a fly graveyard.
Cemetery is like bad. But I've actually been wanting to re-dye my curtains because I have drop cloth curtains and I want to do a different color.
Ooh.
So I think I might try to do that next week. Or maybe start it this weekend and take some down and dye them. Because that's an all... Yeah, clean the windows. That's an all-day thing. And plus, you got to do it at the best times because the sun in the back of my house is, like, all day. So I don't want to bake the house. So I think I might do that because I want to change it up.
That's a nice project.
Curtains. I know you're supposed to wash them. I have not washed them since I put them up.
Cleaning TikTok about like stripping your stuff, and I know curtains is one thing that people put in their bathtub, fill it up with like water and a laundry booster and laundry detergent, and just let it sit there and soak for like 5 hours, and then you just see how doo brown the water be.
Oh my god, I can only imagine.
Downstairs. And the last one is clean your appliances. Kitchen appliances, fine. Laundry, let me tell you, my dryer, there's so much lint balls on top of it because there's all the like
I know
Tide Pods and the softener and all that is there, and I just don't want to move those. Also, I just be trying to be in and out of there. I don't want to be down there clean it, but it needs to be clean. But it's just like it just looks crazy, just like a whole bunch of like lint balls all over the top of it.
The last time I had cleaned in the laundry room, I was forced to because the laundry detergent fell off the shelf and fell and drip and like spilled out liquid laundry detergent behind the washer and dryer, and I had to pull it out, and it was dust. It was so gross, but I mean, it's clean. It smelled amazing in there, but I had to clean it. Like, and I was mad, but I wasn't that mad because I was like, it's getting clean. But I think appliances, the stove, I clean my stovetop pretty much like once a week or more. But this oven, I've been talking about cleaning my oven for like a month, and I cleaned the window in there. Have not tackled the actual oven yet, but I will.
One of the questions on here is, do you clean on a schedule? And I'm just like, I clean when I feel like it needs to be clean. When my ancestors are like, hey, that's nasty, then I clean.
Yeah.
But I don't... other than that, I'm not like, oh, Taco Tuesday, clean the cabinets. I clean as I go.
I don't think I need to full on schedule. It might help to like, cause we tried that. Cause I remember I wrote out like, what did I do today? Like Monday I cleaned this and this and this and tried to track it for a full week. But of course I stopped like on Wednesday.
Lack of consistency.
Yeah. It's just it's as it's needed.
Yeah, I did find something on Pinterest, and it was like, you know, when I was like journaling, and that lasted like all of a month, and then I just like haven't touched it since. But it was like a when I did something last, and you can write like the big ticket cleaning thing. So like if you want to dust your clean your blinds or clean your washer and dryer or clean your stove, you can just like write the date when's the last time you did it, so you can kind of like keep it in mind if it's something that you need to clean monthly or periodically, like some, I guess, like clean. I don't know. Do people clean behind their fridge? I don't know. Something like that.
No.
But I thought that that was a nice thing to, I guess, keep track of if you need to know. Last one, because we're pushing an hour. What is your favorite and least favorite things to clean in your kitchen?
I think least favorite is the fridge, because
hands
it's
down
annoying. Like, yeah, that's like such a process, like taking stuff out,
take everything out,
and then the fridge is just wide open, mine's dinging because it needs to be closed. And I don't want it to like get too hot, so I do that in stages.
Yeah, I do the door. I do everything on the door, put it back. And then I take everything out in the main part and clean from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But usually, I hate cleaning the refrigerator. I'll say that's my least favorite. And usually when I clean it is because there's something spilled in.
Yeah, I had wine that was spilled and it was under the glass.
I've had onion skins that just like waddled its way underneath the whole drawers, and it was just, and then there was like something spit, like juice spilled, and it was just onion skins and juice, and I was just like, I hate this, but yeah. What about your favorite thing to clean? If that's a thing.
I don't even know if that is a thing.
I think
maybe the floor, because it is such a different, I don't know.
You know, I can see that, because it's like, if, especially if you have, like, sometimes the spills and little stains, you don't really notice how dirty they are or that they're there, really, until you, after you clean it.
Yeah.
So I can understand that. I like the way it looks. I don't like actually doing it. I think my favorite thing to clean in my kitchen is, I think, wiping the counters, because that signifies that I am done. Usually that I've done everything else, and all of the stuff that would be on the counter is out of the way, and it's just like that nice, like, yeah, real good. Everything, I think, I love. Yeah, all right. Well, let us know what cleaning is like for you. Or have you completely just put it off to the wayside because we ain't got nothing to look forward to or nothing to do every day?
You know, what's your favorite cleaning products?
Yeah, I don't have any. I just clean. I just get what I get. I don't. I like Dawn soap. I think Dawn soap is like.
Yeah, superior. Dawn. Dawn. I do like Method
cleaners. I'm allergic, man. They tear my nose up. I can't. I do like a foaming line. The Lysol spray.
I love Lysol. Me some Comet. Yeah,
Lysol no, spray. No, man, Comet make my hair. I can't. Oh, the toilet bowl cleaner, the one you spray. Mm-hmm. I like that forever. Mm-hmm. Like the grout in your tub, just like the one with bleach, and just like sit. Ooh, yeah. Wow. Okay. Well. Anyways, well, that's our cleaning episode. Chime in, let us know on Facebook. You can find us on Facebook at We Got to Feed Y'all Podcast. We share memes, cleaning and cooking, mainly cooking memes on. Also, we have an Instagram at Feed Y'all Podcast. We haven't posted anything in a minute, but sometimes we share cool TikToks on our story.
Yeah.
You can check us out there. If you need to email us, it's feedyallpodcast@gmail.com. Where can they find you, Sam?
I'm on Instagram at Taufish with 3 H's. Where are you at? I was like, I got another one. It's whatever.
No, share it, because you're doing cool and I want you to be able to share it with
everyone. It's limited time in time on Instagram too. It's like my chicken stuff.
Sorry, Layla came down here just like scared me with her big bug eyes. My Instagram is Kila Mama XOXO. That's all personal stuff. You can check that out there, or you can stalk me and go back and look at pictures from like 4 years ago and like it and completely freak me out, but go ahead and do that. I also have Japanese cooking food bentos at KL Bentos on Instagram. And I also bento goods on Etsy and Mercari at KL Bentos as well. And all that stuff was on YouTube, but don't follow me there because I ain't posting them. So,
yeah. Luckily.
But yeah. All right. Bye. Kids are starting to wild out. So.
Yep.
We'll catch y'all and then we'll catch y'all.